All right, and we're back here on Out of the Woods. Rod McDonald's with us this week. He's on the road heading toward Canada and doing a bunch of stuff in New England and probably coming to your area at some point, too. You heard us talking, and he's got another thing coming up. When is it? Next winter, you said?
Well, one of the things we're doing is a tribute concert for Jack Hardy in conjunction with the CD of his songs that was released this year by the Smithsonian in Washington. And I sang a song on it, and David Massengill and I, Mark Dan, and Abby Gardner from Red Molly, a couple other people, are doing a tribute concert. We're going to do some of Jack's songs at the Stony Brook, at the Long Island Museum in Stony Brook, New York. I wouldn't be surprised if we end up doing it here and there over time. It could be fun.
That's a great collection. If you haven't heard it, it's just amazing.
We've had a couple conversations about what we're going to do in the show. And one of the things we've all kind of realized is that Jack was, kind of like a typical edgy songwriter, and that he always wanted to do his newest songs for everybody. We're going to kind of do a greatest hits. So it may be the first time that all of these songs have ever been heard at one time that we're going to be doing. We're going to do the... most of his better-known tunes from his repertoire.
Excellent, yeah. Do you play any Jack stuff on during your own shows?
Not a lot. Once in a great while. I've played Resolution a handful of times, but it's a tongue twister, and I haven't completely gotten a handle on it to where I feel confident, without the words in front of me.
Yeah, he's pretty wordy at times.
But
yeah.
I'm getting there. I think Resolution actually is a really good poem. I would recommend people check it out on the CD, but I'd rather not do it right now. In fact, I was going to do the song that you requested before, White Buffalo. Before doing that, I should say this song actually has a kind of local history component.
Oh, really?
Which is interesting, yes. I wrote this song in a burst of whatever it was in... the fall of 1976. It's going on 40 years old, this next song. And I wrote it one day, went downstairs in the brownstone I was living in. It had a stone kitchen, great acoustics, took up my guitar, made some coffee, and wrote the song in one pass, pretty much. And I didn't play it very much. I played it for a couple of friends, and they all said, wow, that's really good. But at the time, most of my bookings were in, louder places where people kind of had to be energized to listen to you. It was difficult to do something long and slow. And then I was playing Thumbs in Concord and got a second encore at the end of the night, which was kind of unusual even for that place, because it was an energetic crowd that would listen if you kept playing, mostly good, fast, funny stuff, but they weren't into being all that serious in terms of, being beer drinkers and everything. And then I came back for the second encore, and I was kind of like, really, you guys want to hear more? I mean, they were trying to close. They wanted people to leave. It was closing time. And I said, well, I don't think I'd played very many of my own songs at that time in that venue, maybe a few, speckled through the course of the night, maybe 50%, and a lot of covers. And I kind of came back out and thought to myself, well, you asked for it, so I think I'm going to play this song that I really want to play. And at the time, I didn't really understand why I had written White Buffalo or what it was about. It was so new to me and so kind of visceral that I was just trying to get a handle on it. And I sang through it, and as soon as it was over, the crowd clapped. They turned on the house lights immediately, blinding everybody. And this man walked up to me, and he seemed to be kind of in a daze. And he said to me, did you write that song? And I said, yeah, I did. And he said, I want you to read this. And he handed me the Book of the Hopi, which is written by a guy named Frank Waters. Not to drag this out too much, but I later met Frank Waters, and he wrote me a letter of introduction, and I went to the Hopi Rez. And it was one of the most amazing experiences of my early, songwriting life, to go do all this stuff. And uh, I didn't really know what White Buffalo was about at that moment in time when I sang it here in Concord. That spark of that guy walking up to me, and then he asked me to come visit him the next day, and I went to visit him, and he gave me an auric massage. He and his wife gave me an auric massage, where they don't actually touch you, they just sure. massage your aura.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh yeah, okay, sure, you know. And he did one side of me, and he said, you probably don't really feel anything yet. And I said, yeah, I don't feel a thing. He said, well, I've just been working on this one side. How does your other side feel? And suddenly I felt really good on one side and completely all cramped up on the other. And he said, no, I'm going to do the other side. And he laughed. He said, everybody does that. Everybody thinks they don't feel anything until you actually point it out. So it kind of, all of this stuff kind of opened up my brain, you know, to a different way of thinking all at once. And I, when I think of this song, I kind of think that it was kind of a door that opened up my limited point of view, you might say, to a lot of bigger ideas that I wasn't aware of before that, including the whole idea of going out to the reservations and, you know, learning a lot from those things. So, with that in mind... They say you've got to lose before you can win. They say you've got to choose before you can give in. And you've got to cut loose to get back again. And it's a long way back. Say you've got to fall before you can land. They say you've got to crawl before you can stand. And you've got to lose it all to get what you planned. And it's a long way back home. And it's a long way back home. When you're standing on some place you've never known, and I might see you where the rivers flow like me. They say you've got to die before you can live. They say you've got to cry before you can give. And you've got to say goodbye before you can come back in. And it's a long way back. What you're going to grow. They say you've got to need what you're going to let go. And you've got to believe what you're going to know. And it's a long way back home. And it's a long way. A long way back home. When you're standing on some place you've never known, and I might see you where the rivers flow
hottest flames of hell, I could only call you friend. And when you hear that final bell, do not ask who's round your end till you found a long way back home. When you're standing on some place you've never known, and I might see you where the rivers flow like me, you're looking like just like me, you're looking. Oh, you're just like me, you're looking. Oh, you're just like me, you're looking for white buffalo.
Rod McDonald.
Did you get that bird chirping at the end there?
We had a lot of birds chirping during the show.
When we recorded that song on my White Buffalo CD, when we finished it, we were recording it in Mark Dan's bedroom recording studio complex in Brooklyn. And as the sound faded away, all these crickets came up in the background. It seemed like almost a fitting thing, a fitting comment on the song to me at the time.
Hopefully he kept it on the recording.
I don't think we did, actually. No.
That's too bad. Rod McDonald's with us here on Out of the Woods. And yeah, White Buffalo, there's an oldie for you.
Yeah, that's probably my, well, it's not the oldest, but it's one of the oldest songs that I still play. And I still sing it in the original key, for better or worse. It's a stretch sometimes, especially maybe this time of day, but you know, so it goes. It's still a very wonderful song to me. I still don't know literally what it means, I don't think. Or I don't really ask literally what it means. It means, you know, something more subjective.
Well, we should get you down the road pretty soon. Looks like we got about 9 minutes to play with here.
Okay.
So I see you got your different key harmonica, so you've got a plan.
Well, I have a couple newer songs, and I thought it'd be good to play one of those, you know. This is a song I wrote sort of as an observation about some of the police shootings that have been going on.
Oh, and, wow. Yeah.
You know, there's stuff that it's hard to write about, I think. You don't even want to, necessarily. You know, September 11 was one of those things. My first response is, what could I possibly add that, you know, isn't being said a million times over? And the last thing that I want to do in writing a song is just be pedantic, is to just beat a dead, you know, beat the same old horse that, you know, everybody knows. And when we hear of these police shootings, we all say, oh, how terrible, you know, something must be done, and nothing ever is, and nothing ever gets done, really. And occasionally someone gets indicted that really deserves it, and it's clear, but there's such a lot of gray area in there. And even on Facebook, you know, I have a friend who's a retired police officer who posts, you know, how every time there's one of these police shootings, he posts a lengthy justification of why the guy deserved it, who got it, you know, and then there's the usual liberal angst of people, you know, posting and calling him, you know, some unflattering things, and you know, it never really seems to get any better. So I kind of wrote this song, I don't know, I guess just as an expression of outrage, I'm not really trying to deal intellectually with the topic here. So that's all I can really say about it. And while I wish the reason for the song would go away and that I wouldn't feel the need to sing it for that particular reason, I also kind of wrote the song in an attempt to make it a lasting kind of cry in the dark, you know, as opposed to something that can be pushed off by next week's headlines, I guess. Am I making any sense here, or am I just babbling?
No.
So, anyway, here's the song.
Faith, if you just mean white on black, speak to me of justice. And when you have done justice, you can speak to me of faith. And don't shout to me of freedom if all you mean is profit. Whisper your compassion. And when you've shown compassion, you can shout to me of freedom. Tell me then of science, of knowledge, of wisdom. Some light's bound to find the cracks. If you've pre-ordered your opinions and prepaid for your ignorance, you should demand your money back. And don't sing to me of love and then assault my body. Show some understanding. And when you've shown some understanding, you can sing to me of love. Quiet, if all you mean is status quo, then there's a necessary change in the wind. If you won't speak for justice, you got to know that justice will speak for herself again. So don't speak to me of God if you just mean white on black. Justice. And when you have done justice, you can speak to me of God.
Rod McDonald. Yeah, new one. And what are you calling that?
Speak to me of justice.
Speak to me of justice.
How yeah, I know. I know I should call it, you know, Rainy Day Cops, numbers 86 and 147 or something, but speak to me of justice will have to do for now.
Yeah, well, it seems to, not a day goes by, there's not another horrible news story.
Yeah, we had one in South Florida, I think, that might have probably been the straw that made me write that song. A guy named Corey Jones, who was a drummer in a local jazz band. His car broke down on the interstate. He was sitting on, he safely made it to an exit ramp and was sitting there waiting for AAA when an off-duty cop showed up and killed him.
Wow.
You know, there's no video, there's no rational explanation. The guy had a gun, but it was in his glove compartment.
Right, yeah.
You know. Wow. And it's legal in Florida to have a gun in your glove compartment, probably, so.
Yeah, a lot of places.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, there's an awful lot of violence out there, and I just am tired of ignoring it.
Well, thanks for speaking out.
Yeah. I'd love it if it would do some good.
Yeah, answers are hard to find, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I guess I do believe that it does some good. I think that if you put an idea out there in a artistic manner, that it does some good. I have to believe that, otherwise I wouldn't be able to keep going. I'm sure that every songwriter who keeps going believes that, even if you're
right.
Just writing the most personal or, you know, happy stuff.
Yeah, keep the
I write a lot of songs that aren't this serious. This has been sort of the serious part of my repertoire this morning, but I write a lot of fun songs and entertaining stuff, too. I mean, I consider myself a well-rounded person and artist, you know. But I guess we got talking, and here we are.
We're going to have to get you down the road, and I'd like to thank you for stopping by once again.
Nice to be here. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
Enjoyed meeting you. I've been seeing your playlists I guess I'm on your email list, because I get your playlists.
Maybe
from Folk DJ.
Yeah, I'm on there, and whenever I play someone, I always send them the playlist as well.
Yeah, so that's what happens. Yeah. I guess the Folk DJ people, somebody, maybe my sister. My sister Laurie, my big sis who's been looking after me all my life, actually is the one who reads Folk DJ and sends me playlists whenever I'm on them. I actually like getting them, not only because I'm on them, but I like to see who people are playing, and sometimes based on what else I see, I'll go, you know, look them up on YouTube and check out people that way and kind of get to hear some new songs.
Excellent. Well, thanks again for stopping by.
My pleasure.
All right, folks. We'll be right back after this.